Fine Music Radio.
Fine Movie Classics with Mike Mills, Fridays 6 to 7 p.m. on FMR. The soundtrack to your weekend on FMR.
Who does she think she is? That girl has tangled with the wrong man. No one says no to Gaston.
Done right.
Dismissed. Rejected. Publicly humiliated. Why, it's more than I can bear.
More beer?
What for? Nothing helps. I'm disgraced.
Who, you? Never. Gaston, you've got to pull yourself together.
Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd love to be you, Gaston, even when taking your lumps. There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you, and it's not very hard to see why. No one's slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's next as incredibly thick as Gaston. For there's no man in town half as manly. Perfect, a pure paragon. You can ask any Tom, Dick, or Stanley, and they'll tell you whose team they prefer to be on.
No one.
hands. Thin like Gaston, a kingpin like Gaston.
No one's got a swell cleft in his chin like Gaston.
As a specimen, yes, I'm intimidating.
I want a guy like Gaston. Hit five, hurrah, hit 12, hit hits.
Gaston is the best and the rest is all to rip.
No.
In a wrestling match, nobody fights like Gaston.
For there's no one as curly and brawny.
As you see, I've got biceps to spare.
Not a bit of him scraggly or scrawny.
That's right. And every last inch of me's covered with hair.
No one hits like Gaston.
Matches wits like Gaston.
In a spitting match, nobody spits like Gaston.
I'm especially good at expectorating. Tui!
10 points for Gaston.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large. And now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a barge.
No one
shoots like Gaston, makes those boots like Gaston,
then goes tromping around wearing boots like Gaston.
I use antlers in all of my decorating.
Say it again.
Who's a man among men?
And let's say it once more.
Who's a hero next door? Who's a super success? Don't you know? Can't you guess? Ask his friends and his five hangers on. There's just one guy in town who's got all of it down.
And his name's G-A-S. T. G-A-S-T-E. G-A-S-T-O.
Ow. Gaston!
This is FMR.
A triple shot of fine movie classics to fire up your weekend here on FMR. And hello from Mike Mills. First you heard the main title to Battlestar Galactica by Glenn Larson and Stu Phillips, followed by Gaston by Menken and Ashman from Beauty and the Beast, sung by Jesse Corti and Richard White. And then came Alexandre Desplat's theme from The Lost King, which is a film telling the true story of the search for the Plantagenet monarch Richard III, whose remains were suspected to be located under a Leicester Council car park in England back in 2012. Now, the film's been controversial very recently because of its portrayal of a key figure in the real search. Richard Taylor sued the comedian Steve Coogan, who wrote the film, and he did so because he felt the movie portrayed him in a defamatory way. The Lost King focuses on the role of historian Philippa Langley in The Search, which involved archaeologists from the University of Leicester, where Mr. Taylor was the deputy registrar at the time. Philippa Langley instigated the search for Richard III, insisted on the dig in the northern area of the social services car park where the remains were found, and she raised the majority of the money for his exhumation. But Mr. Taylor made the decision to deploy the resources and expertise of the university, which enabled the search to happen. Now, the matter was very recently put to rest with a financial settlement, plus the addition of a card at all UK screenings of the film, stating that whilst there is a character in the film named Richard Taylor, the portrayal of him is fictional and does not represent the actions of the real Mr. Taylor, who acted with integrity throughout the events portrayed. You know, it's something to bear in mind whenever we watch movies or series which say based on real events or inspired by or a true story. Because in making such productions, a measure of dramatic license is frequently taken by the writers and producers so that facts can be twisted. Sometimes many people are blended into one character and timelines can be blurred. So let's be aware that however amazed we may be by people's courage or angered by the actions of certain others, it's important to cross-check the facts through trustworthy media and not take the events portrayed as being the full and absolute truth. Now, Alexandre Desplat has just released a fabulous album entitled Paris to Hollywood, recorded at a concert in the French capital with the always wonderful Orchestre de Paris, with Alexandre conducting. And it contains 35 tracks of orchestrations of many of his notable film scores. So having just heard from The Lost King, which he scored, here are three more which are included on the album, starting with The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. This is Mr. Gâteau.
Fine Music Radio. FMR 101.3 FM.
Argo, from an arrangement of a medley of two of Alexandre Desplat's original scores for the films Argo and Syriana. You also heard Alan Turing's Legacy from The Imitation Game and Mr. Gateau from The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, all by Alexandre Desplat, who was conducting the Orchestre de Paris on this brilliant new album Paris to Hollywood. And you'll hear lots more of this in future editions of Fine Movie Classics here on FMR. Now, in a moment, Alexandre is not alone in releasing a new album in time for Christmas. The cellist Hauser has just released his cinema album, which I'll have a track from shortly, and Japanese guitarist Kaoru Muraji has done likewise. Her album is entitled Eternal Fantasy, and it focuses on themes from video games, and one of them will be heard in a moment. Thank you.
Music Radio.
Thank you.
Fine Music Radio.
Hauser always ensures there's a luscious richness of sound in his albums. From his new album Cinema, which was a recent classical album of the week here on FMR, you heard All the Time in the World by John Barry from the Bond film On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Hauser was accompanied by the London Symphony Orchestra. Also in that triple play was the beautiful Khwaja Mere Khwaja by A.R. Rahman from the Bollywood film Jodar Akbar. And from her new album, Eternal Fantasy, which focuses on themes from video games, Kauri Muraji played Dearly Beloved from the game Kingdom Hearts. Now, lots more from that album coming soon on FMC, that's Fine Movie Classics, and also on my children's classic during my classic breakfast on weekday mornings at around 20 past 7, because so many kids play video games. Now, for a complete change of pace, if there's one movie that has terrified audiences for decades, it's this horror classic and cult favourite from Alfred Hitchcock.
Thank you.
Easy listening on FMR.
Married Life by Michael Giacchino from his score to the film Up, preceded by the film which struck fear into many a heart and made the names of Norman Bates, Mother, and the Bates Motel terrifyingly unforgettable. Psycho was directed by the great horror and thriller master Alfred Hitchcock, who had a favourite film scorer for most of his movies until they had a falling out, Bernard Herrmann. You heard the prelude from the Suite for Strings from Psycho, played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by Esa-Pekka Salonen. Now, John Lunn is synonymous with the TV and subsequent film series Downton Abbey, but that's not all he has composed for. He's done video game music, as well as themes for TV hits like Belgravia, Shetland, and another series, which is up next.
My name is Nathaniel, and I am incredibly excited to be bringing a brand new and original stage show, Catch Me Love, to Cape Town and the Artscape Theatre. 13 to 16 November, 5 vertonings, 2 dae van in die namiddag. Nuwe musiek, nuwe stories, nuwe rigting, wêreldklas musikante en 'n skouspelagtige versameling kostuums. Bespreek onmiddellik by webtickets.co.za.
Choose your health. Choose Clicks with great health savings. Buy any 3 vital products, cheapest one free. Save 20% on Caltrate Plus. 30, 60 or 90 tablets. Buy any 3 Baraka products, cheapest one free. And buy any 3 Clicks Essentials health products, cheapest one free. Choose your health. Choose Clicks. Feel good. Pay less.
Spice up this festive season with some Baroque magic. Join the Symphony Choir of Cape Town for Christmas with Bach, featuring his masterful Magnificat in D and Handel's Dedingham Te Deum. The concerts are in the Cape Town City Hall on the 6th of December at 7 p.m. and the 7th of December at 3 p.m. Levi Alexander conducts the choir, orchestra and brilliant soloists. Elzebe Richter, Antoinette Haysen, Lenta Lowe, William Berger and Willem Bester. Avoid disappointment. Book now through Quicket.
Magic Movie Memories. This is Fine Movie Classics on FMR.
a double play from the British composer John Lunn. There he teamed with the Faroese singer Ivor for Liv Strjaer, taken from the TV series The Last Kingdom. And before that, you heard Mr. Chambers from John's score to the hit British series starring James Norton and Robson Green called Grantchester. Now, if you're something of a regular listener to FMR, you'll have noticed that there's a host of new albums being released in the build-up to Christmas. One of them is from our very own Charles Duplessis, and this is one of his favourite things.
Magic Movie Memories. This is Fine Movie Classics on FMR.
Traveling in a world of of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free. If you truly wish to be, want to see magic lands, close your eyes and you will see one. Want to be a dreamer, be one. Anytime you please, and please save me one. Come with me and you'll be in a imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. There is no place to go to compare with your imagination. So go there to be free if you truly to be. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, that was Pure Imagination with Josh Groban, preceded by a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow from Wizard of Oz by Charles Duplessis from his recently released album My Favourite Things. And that ends Fine Movie Classics for today. I'm Mike Mills. Do stay close for more great music here on Fine Music Radio.
FMR.